الله الرحمن الرحيم continuing with the chapter on generosity, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and simultaneously relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال ما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الإسلام شيئا إلا أعطاه ولقد جاءه رجل فأعطاه غنما بين جبلين فرجع إلى قومه فقال يا قوم أسلموا فإن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطي عطاء ما لا يخشى الفقر وإن كان الرجل لا يسلم ما يريد إلا الدنيا فما يلبث إلا يسيرا حتى يكون الإسلام أحب إليه من الدنيا وما عليها رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was never asked anything in the name of Islam without giving it. We did before that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم ما سئل شيئا قط. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't asked anything except that he would say na'am. And the word la was not there. It was not as though it was not part of the vocabulary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He would never ever say la for anything. In other words, that anything that he was asked for from his side to give something, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would give it. And if he didn't have it, then when he would get it, he would give it. So here Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's style was he was never asked anything in the name of Islam without giving it. And we see how this touched and affected people. The second part of the hadith explains that a man came to him and he gave him a sheep that would have filled. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave him sheep, in other words many sheep. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave this person many sheep that would have filled the space between two mountains. This person was so touched by the kindness and the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He returned to his people and he said, oh my people, embrace Islam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives like a person who does not fear poverty. He gives like a person that does not fear poverty. In other words, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, there is no such thing as holding back. The person that holds back is the person that is afraid of poverty. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We explained before that when we are giving, how we should give. We shouldn't give to such an extent now where we go out asking others, but we should give so that we also have something. The best Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that an zahri ghinan, that the best type of charity is that charity that leaves the giver also with independence. Anyway, this was the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He would give. He would not fear any type of poverty. So now he goes back, this person goes back to his people and he tells his people that this is what I found about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So I'm telling you, accept Islam, for this person is a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he is like a person who does not fear any poverty. Even if a person would embrace Islam for material motives, as Anas radiallahu anhu is explaining, that even if a person would embrace Islam for material motives, Islam would soon become more beloved to him than his this world and whatever is in it. So the person accepted Islam for a wrong motive, but Islam was so beautiful, so attractive, so nice, the way it was being practiced, that suddenly, or after a short while, Islam would become more beloved to this person than the whole world and whatever it contained. Meaning, the whole world and whatever it contained of the dunya, Islam was still more beloved to the person. Which type of person? That person who accepted Islam for the dunya. So you can imagine how effective Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, on practicing Islam was. What type of attraction it was. That even a man who accepted Islam for the dunya, this became secondary to him. What became primary was Islam in itself. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Islam is like a magnet. It has the ability to attract and to bring closer things closer towards it when it is practiced. When it is not practiced, then people just look at Islam from the outside and they don't appreciate it. Therefore, we as Muslims, we should become practical Muslims, and we see how effective this charity is. This person was affected, and he goes and he tells his people. In another narration it comes that most of his people accepted Islam, except just a few. So his people also got affected with his message. And how he got affected? He got affected by the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing the generosity in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.